We're joined by the Green Bay Gamblers head coach and general manager, Pat Mikisch. And coach, I know obviously last week, two hard fought, but still end up being losses. But what can you say about Chicago's offense so far this year? They've scored 19 goals in three games, and you've had a chance to see them up close and personal the last two games out. You'll see them again on Wednesday. What are they doing so well that is helping them score as much as they have so far?
Well, they're a great skating team, and they're always on the attack. And so when we went into their building, I thought, you know, obviously it was our worst game of the year. We didn't get off the bus well. And, you know, so it was our first road game. We didn't ever even have one in the preseason, and it showed, and we just didn't prepare properly for that one. And just kind of were sloppy all night long. I thought our defensive habits were terrible. And when you allow a team like Chicago, that's a great puck possession team, to have easy offense, then they're going to have their success. And, you know, I think a lot of their success early this year has come on the power play. And I thought we did a great job with our penalty kill against them. It was more of our 5-on-5 play and 5-on-5 habits that just weren't where they need to be. So it was, and then coming into Saturday night's game, you know, that's a game that, you know, we outshot them. We gained a huge margin of that in the overtime where I thought we really outplayed them, and just didn't find a way to score in overtime and then end up losing a shootout game that, I'll sit there and say we actually played a really nice hockey game on Saturday, and it was an exciting one for all the fans to watch here at the Resch.
And the really nice thing is that I noticed as well is when you take a look at the numbers, you know, and I'm sure this would have spoken true when they lost the Muskegon 10-8, was that, I mean, they do put the puck on the net a lot. And it seemed like in the first and third period, for sure, you were able to really prevent them from doing that. They did not reach that double-digit total in either of those two periods.
Yeah, Saturday night, it was a great hockey game to watch. Like, I was a fan of the game that night because I was just letting the players go, and I thought it was the same way for the Chicago staff. And, you know, the kids were up and down the ice on both teams. It was two very good offensive teams, and I think it was one that probably could have been decided a little bit earlier. You know, I thought they got a couple power plays late in the game to kind of keep them in the game when I thought we had all the momentum. But other than that, it was a fun one to watch, and, you know, two very good teams.
And obviously when you look at that Friday game, Matt Davis had to come out. Aaron Randazzo, he went in, but Matt Davis was able to come back the next day to actually play really good, like you mentioned, 26 saves on 29 shots. And how important is that, not just for Matt Davis, the goalie, but really for all your players? They have these quick turnarounds where they can really just, you know, wipe the slate clean one night and then go back onto the next night and be able to play a really good game.
Yeah, I mean, we don't worry about Matt at all. And again, when Matt came out of that game, it wasn't because of what he was doing. It was what we were doing in front of him. And we just did not have an intensity that it takes to play against the top team in the league. And so it was a good learning experience for our guys. I'm excited now to go on the road a week from now and kind of see how we respond, you know, after having a poor first road effort. And, you know, but we have a ton of faith in Matty. And, you know, he came in, played a great game on Saturday night. And again, it wasn't an easy game because, I mean, they were flying, we were flying. It was a fun game to be part of.
And going back to Aaron there, how important for you was it? You know, obviously that was his first game action of the year. He knows he'll be sitting behind Matt Davis, but to see that kind of production that he was able to have, because I believe he had 18 saves on 20 shots in a relief role.
Yeah, he did. He came in, played very well. And, you know, that's a confidence builder for those guys. They need to get those minutes. And he's going to get a full game here soon. Like, it's just kind of how our schedule is played out right now, where we've been able to play Matty so much. But it's one of those things that we need to have, a backup goalie, because you're only one injury away from, you know, having to throw, you know, Aaron or Jed into a situation where they're going to have to run with it for a while.
Holiday week here with Thanksgiving, the traditional Wednesday night game against the Steel coming up on Wednesday. You'll be able to hear that game on the new Radio Sports Network, 104.1 WRLU. What do practices look like this Thanksgiving week?
Well, it's a little bit shorter, with the quick turnaround of Wednesday, but we'll have more weeks like this as the season gets going, where we'll have those midweek games. I think we have another one in December here coming up. So it's a short turnaround, but it's a common opponent, which I like, you know, so our players are familiar. We're not trying to, you know, reinvent anything. It's preparing for that same Chicago team again here on Wednesday night, and a challenge for us to, you know, kind of knock them off. And, you know, we know they're a great team, and we just have to be prepared for that Wednesday night opponent. And then the quick turnaround goes to the Friday night game, where, you know, Thursdays with the holiday, we'll come down to the rink and probably meet, maybe get on the ice for a little bit. And then we'll have a morning skate on Friday as we prepare for that US 18 team, which is, you know, always a great challenge for, you know, everyone in our league, as, you know, they're expected to be the best opponent. Like the 18s are, you know, the team that's preparing to play in the World Championships. It's the best players in the country in their age group. And they're always a great opponent. And, you know, but it's a great challenge for all the guys in our room.
Now that Friday skate, do your host families, because obviously your players, they stay with host families in the area like that. Do they still get to cook a traditional Thanksgiving dinner? Or we were joking last week about how much pasta and chicken your boys eat.
Yeah, I would say that most of the guys will have a pretty standard. We've got a couple of players in our locker room that probably aren't going to be jumping into the turkey and the mashed potatoes, and they're going to sit there and try to eat a little bit lighter the day before a game. But it is what it is. We've kind of we've done a big Thanksgiving dinner as a team. Obviously, times are different now where we don't get into those type of settings with the pandemic going and everything. But it's these kids are resilient. They can hammer what they want to do in just about any eating situation and still show up ready to go.
Now, I was all ready to ask you, and the question still kind of remains here. Who's doing the scouting this week? You, at one point, you had three different teams you were preparing for before we came on. You said that the game against Waterloo on Saturday will be canceled due to some issues with their roster. But, you know, how do you even start to prepare for three different teams on this short of a week with everything going on?
You know what? I think the nice thing about that is you really focus on what your team is worried about. And so you spend less time on your opponents. When we'll get into a road trip later this year where we will have three different teams. So it's more so just about what we want to accomplish at that point, and then fine tune a couple things that, you know, your opponent might be doing well that you've got to focus on. So the assistant coaches have a little busier week this week, preparing, especially the special teams, the power play and the penalty kill, to get ready for what they'll see. But right now it's a easy front end of the week getting ready here for Chicago. And like I told you earlier, we'll do a little bit of video starting today on that 18 team and just getting a picture of what that'll look like.
Now, we've obviously talked about the Chicago Steel. We've seen the Matthew Corentato, who is one of the league leaders in scoring. Are you familiar with any of the players on that Team USA U18 team, and who should we be watching out for when the Gamblers and Team USA play on Friday?
You know, like, they're a real deep group. Like, and I talking with their staff. I mean, they got a new coaching staff, and they're kind of, it's been a change of what everybody's perception was there. And we played them last year, and, you know, I remember, you know, day in, day out, like, excuse me, you know, the young Brown player whose brother was a first round NHL pick, he's going to be, you know, one of those guys. He's so competitive. He's tough to play against, and he's going to show up on the score sheet, you know, night in and night out. But the Cruz is always going to be somebody that we better be aware of where he's at all the time on the ice. But they're so deep. I mean, we played them last year when they're 17-year-olds, and you get to have your way with them a little bit. And every year, the next year, they come back to their 18s, and that's what makes them special. You know, they're the top players in the entire nation at their age group. And so you don't sit there and say, okay, we got to shut down this line. Like that, when we look at Chicago, we play them in our rink, we get to the last change, we're really focused on one line. And if we can do a great job against Coronado and Sam Skoskevich, we're going to be in a good spot in that game. You don't get to do that against the 18s. The 18s are going to sit there, and they're going to have four lines of great hockey players and a ton of NHL draft picks. And we just have to make sure that our four lines are ready to play.
And what is that jump like? I mean, you mentioned you get to see them as 17-year-olds, probably a very similar roster for the 18s. Is there that big of a jump between when you see that team as 17-year-olds to when they're 18?
Yeah, it is. It's a complete change in their bodies and how physical they are, and the transformation. And, you know, they're playing college hockey games at the same time as they're playing in our league. You know, they're going on and playing against the University of Michigan and the University of Wisconsin. Like, it's such a change from that 17 year to the 18 year. And, you know, very few of their players are slow in development. You know, their model that they have in place is a great one. And it's no different than the players that we get for that first year, and they find their way into the USHL. And then that's second year, they're really successful players for us. They're just doing it with an entire team. And so that's probably the biggest change in how they, you know, they match up from one year to the next.
So once again, just to recap the action that you'll be able to find on the new Radio Sports Network Wednesday night, that traditional Thanksgiving Eve game against Chicago Steel, puck drop at 7 o'clock. You'll be able to listen to that game on 104.1 WRLU. On Friday, Team USA comes to town. Another 7 o'clock puck drop at the Rush Center. Saturday's game has been canceled against the Waterloo Blackhawks. So, Coach, we'd like to have a little fun with you with that final question. When you're sitting down for Thanksgiving dinner, we'll push the turkey aside. What's that side dish that you're fighting your friends and family for?
You know, the turkey is probably number one. I mean, it just kind of loads onto a plate with everything, with the mashed potatoes and the sweet potatoes and, you know, some kind of a bean dish. And so it's all enjoyable. I'm not a big desserts guy, so I can stay away from the pumpkin pie and do those things. But it's a fun time. And both my college kids will be home. And so we'll be able to have that little family dinner and hang out a little bit and enjoy some football.
All right, very good. Well, Coach, we wish you best of luck. And probably even more important, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
You as well, and to all your listeners.
I'm Tim Coles. You're listening to the